Good morning and welcome to Car Thoughts with David. I'm your host, as always, David Calvert, and thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. Guys, I really mean it. Thank you. This show has been built on just, amazing amounts of failure. Amazing amounts of just uncertainty and learning and building and trying to figure out what's going on and not really knowing what I was doing right or what I was doing wrong and just learning along the way. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but I mean, who would have thought that I'd be at, over 200 episodes and still going? I mean, it's just ridiculous to me that this is actually working, that people are responding, that people actually like what I'm doing. And I love it. It is so great. Thank you guys for giving me this opportunity to talk to you, to share with you, to s share this journey in the car together, And, it's been just an adventure, and so many opportunities have opened up, and so many keep opening up. I've been invited to be on several podcasts recently, 12-minute convos with Angel Jones, the Success Chronicles with Chip Baker. I forgot the other one, darn it. I'll pull it up right here. The Get Published podcast with Paul Brody. And I've been on a couple others, but these are actually ones where I've actually been asked to be on their show without me actually like knowing them ahead of time. I don't know these people. I mean, I know them now, but before that, I had no idea who they were. And I've got a couple others that are coming up, and I know you guys, I've told you about the fact that I was invited to do some other things and work on some other projects, like to co-author a book, and to which I couldn't afford at the time because of everything that was going on, to be on television, which I couldn't afford at the time because all the things that were going on, the uncertainty with my wife's job, whether she was going to get this promotion, what was going on with that. Plus, I had to think about my book launch. Granted, I'm doing this as budget friendly as possible. I've still got to buy enough copies of my books to have for my book signings. I mean, I've got 2 to 3 book signings set up already. And I've got to have all that stuff ready. And, I was just like, you know what? I can't worry about this stuff. I just need to brush it off, keep moving forward. Brush it off, keep moving forward. Other opportunities are going to come around. And these are some of those other opportunities to be on these podcasts. I think they're going to be really, really great. As a matter of fact, I've got a call about a podcast that I might be on, a strategy session call. And now I've got 2 podcast episodes to record today, for tomorrow and Wednesday's episodes. Plus, after that, I've got LinkedIn Local here in Charlotte tonight, and so lots of things happening. I've got 4 major things happening today, and it's Monday, so I'm super excited about the future of all of this and how all this is going and growing and building. And it's become such a great strategy session, and therapy to be able to sit here and just talk things out and just record them and just put them out into the universe and be able to say, you know what? I was able to do this. I was able to work on this. I've got this going, and actually to say it out loud and to make it, a reality. And I mean, that is what the dream is, right? Because we want to be able to do something fun or exciting. or adventurous. And, you know, that's what you've got to do sometimes, is just go outside your comfort zone and, you know, really step outside and try something new. And that is, you know, the best thing that could have ever happened to start doing this. And you may say, well, David, you know, podcasting's not really my thing, or writing's not really my thing, or this or that or whatever. What is your thing? What is that thing that excites you? What is that thing that allows you to share with others? Is something that you want to share with others? You know, is it music? Is it art? Is it creating things and printing them out with 3D printers? Is it, you know, is it, you know, what is it? You know, go out there and find that thing and do it. You can monetize things like that. I actually, my wife bought me a lightsaber replica. It's actually built from the actual same materials that Luke Skywalker's was in A New Hope, or as I like to call it, Star Wars, because in when it was originally released, it didn't have the title A New Hope. That was added in 1981, as well as the blaster shot that Han shot. I mean, the Greedo shot, sorry. So Han did shoot first, because if you actually go back and watch the original Star Wars film from 1977, which you can get, there are places that have it where you can get it, usually at conventions. Greedo never shot. Han shot him completely unprovoked, aside from the fact that Greedo was pointing a blaster at him. But anyway, that's a totally different discussion. But on Etsy, I found a guy who actually did three designs and did 3D printed lightsaber hilt stands. So I ordered one, and it is fantastic. You know, I love buying art from local artists when I can afford it. Some of them have very, very exorbitant prices. I mean, I've seen pieces of art that were like $400 and $500, and it was literally one of those printed canvas jobs, and it was a picture that I've seen. Actually, it was a Windows XP background that they just had canvas printed and strapped it around a frame. And I'm like, I'm not paying $400 for a picture that was on my wallpaper on my Windows XP computer. You know, of course, I have a fairly decent memory, so I remember things like that, like, you know, what wallpaper I had and things like that. So, you know. But for like original works of art, I've got tons of art hanging around the house. And, you know, I just love art. So if that's your thing, go out there and paint. You can put it up on Etsy, eBay, find local coffee shops that will display it and sell it for you for a commission. You know, whatever the case may be, there's something that you can do to help you build up that confidence, to give you those opportunities, and to get, you know, allow you to be able to do things that you might not have been able to do otherwise. I mean, you know, when I started writing my book, I had no idea that I was ever actually going to be able to finish it. I actually gave out several copies of my book for free to people, because I was like, yeah, sure, when I get one, I'll give you a copy. You know, because I thought, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. And then I was like, well, okay, well, I did it. Okay, well, let me give these people a book. As a matter of fact, I still owe, I still got to mail one copy off to a friend in the UK that I promised them a copy of the book when the book launched, which I'm going to reach out to them and get that sorted. And yeah, I mean, so, you know, go out there and find that thing. There are ways for you to be able to do these things. And you know, it may never materialize as a full-time job, but it can at least be fun. It can give you a little side money, and you can enjoy it. So that is what I'm doing. I'm doing it for some side money. Yes, eventually I want it to become a full-time thing, writing and podcasting and speaking and coaching. But for right now, it's just a side thing. It's just something I'm learning. It's just something I'm doing. So with that being said, guys, Thank you so much for joining, for listening, for being a part, for being here in the car, for sharing the journey with me, and I hope you're taking the journey yourself as well. I'll talk to you guys later. So for now, Car Thoughts out.
Get ready for the free global app that works for you. WorkApp is set to revolutionize the way people connect in their personal and professional lives. Finally, there's a one-stop shop to help you post jobs or gain employment. Would you like your very own digital shop without any fees or charges? A global messaging service. And you can also post all types of events and courses, and you can buy, sell, or rent any items you wish. WorkApp is a global platform that helps you find what you need, when you need it, without any costs or delays. So, sign up for this exciting new service today. WorkApp works for you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.